5, 4, 3, 2, 1, sync.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the latest episode of the TTV Podcast.
Hey,
Mardi Gras.
How's it going, everybody?
That's why I'm impressed. You sounded way more hyped for that one than you did last week. That was a...
You're depressed because he's not?
Last week, did I say depressed?
I said impressed.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounded to me like you said depressed. Yeah. I'm depressed. You sound happy.
I mean, that wouldn't be anything different from the usual.
I'll up the angst levels. Just give me a minute.
Oh, please don't. Angsty Meso is worst Meso.
Please, you can't be more angsty than me.
What a
that
bad,
is very true.
1v1 the IRL.
To you, it's not. You don't know purple yet. Nothing but angst.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm just
have you watched
talking.
The Undertale Let's Play? It's ridiculous.
Actually, I haven't. It doesn't interest me.
It doesn't interest me either.
Wow, okay then.
Wow.
Savage. What a beatdown.
Yeah,
that's
90%
so...
of it is just me complaining over VAR's incompetence.
Sounds like Manon would mess up.
I'm just playing the game and having fun.
And
you just
want to
rush
wrong.
Through the whole thing.
You're doing it wrong, VAR.
Sounds that like Manon would mess up.
Wrong. I played with a snowball for like 10 seconds and Purple was just mad
was
for the
rest
10 of the
seconds.
Let's play.
It was literally 17 minutes.
She's mad now.
It was
she's still mad.
17 minutes of playing with a snowball?
Literally. To go find this episode that's 17 minutes long and just nothing happens except for playing with a snowball.
Which one was this?
I'll give you a hint, Meso. It's the one with the snowball in the thumbnail.
Wow.
Sounds so riveting.
It's the seventh one, FYI.
VAR throwing snowballs.
Alright, Miss Rosie the Riveter.
What?
She said it was riveting.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is riveting.
Okay.
Viper, you sound so sad. What's going on?
Oh,
what
no,
happened?
That's just
hurt
my
you?
Throat.
Oh, no.
Your throat hurt you?
I hurt myself. Not in that way. Oh, come on,
the
guys.
The angst is real.
Hey, it's always the people you don't
put
expect,
all my
right?
In my writing.
But, yeah, nah, it's more interesting reasons which I can't discuss on the podcast. Stuff.
Rip you.
Oh, right. Okay, I understand what's going on now.
All right.
We're going to introduce ourselves because
we
have a very small cast.
Hey, so, yeah, we may as well go ahead and introduce ourselves. I'm Messina.
I'm Vardaran.
I'm Viper. Sorry about that.
I'm Tikumanuva.
I'm Purple Dragon.
Wow, that was weird. Viper was coming after me.
That is very weird.
It was such a law. It was such a jump.
Both LJ.
That is, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and this is episode... wow, so I forgot the episode title at the start, so I went to go look it up, and now I forgot it again.
187,
I think. It was 187 of the TGB Podcast.
Jeez.
Hey, anyway.
It's a good purples, professional.
I was going to say, this is the first episode in a while. We don't have LJ. We don't have Kai. We don't have Vin. We don't have X. So we had a bit
a
of an
great episode.
It
all
was
the
very weird.
People are gone.
Wow. It was very
all
weird seeing
funny
Viper
people
come
are
after VAR. That was very
minus
Kai. Strange.
Imagine all the people.
No copyrighted music. I don't know if that is or not, but
well, I mean, actually, you're able to get away with using, like, 3 seconds of copyrighted music.
Well, okay. Fair enough.
So,
can
that
you,
should
how
be fine.
How long can you get away with it? Oh, and Vessel!
Oh, yeah!
You okay, Larry?
I totally just, like, swallowed spit while doing that. Yo,
go to Vessel.
Yo, everybody. Go on Vessel. It's a really cool time. You get to watch our podcast for free, early access. I really need to stress this point because you would not believe there are still people who don't understand this.
We're approaching a year of being on Vessel pretty soon. People still
Yeah, we are.
Wow.
And I figure that everybody kind of realized this by now, but some people still don't know this, okay?
Wait,
guys.
What's Vessel? What's Come on, guys. What are we talking about here?
So, I just want to go ahead and stress this point like heavily this week. Vessel's completely free, okay? You can use Vessel completely free, watch all of our videos for free the exact same time it's put up on YouTube, on Vessel. Sometimes it's even put up earlier because we kind of put the video on Vessel live first and then we switch over to YouTube, so
yeah,
really depends. But Vessel's completely free. You can watch all of our videos in Vessel for free. The podcast actually comes out on Vessel for early access for free. So you can watch the podcast a week in advance before it's on YouTube for free. Completely free. You don't have to pay anything. And watching us on Vessel for free without paying anything actually helps us out a lot more than it would if you watched our videos on YouTube.
For free.
For free. No credit card information, nothing. You're just on Vessel with an account and you're watching our videos. So, really, just going on vessel.com/ATTV channel helps us out tremendously, and I encourage you to do that. Obviously, not everybody wants to do that, and not everybody can, because sometimes Vessel doesn't really load very well for some people, and that's totally fine. Totally understand it. But just want to make sure that's clear, because a lot of people still don't really know that. Yeah, you can use Vessel completely free. With that said, Vessel also offers early access where you can pay $3 a month, or with a new plan, $19.99 a year, which saves you a lot of money, you can help the channel even more by paying early access, and you get access to all of our videos a week in advance. Plus, you get some special exclusive content like our Undertale Let's Play with me and Purple.
Yeah, do that.
And
it's funny.
The past episodes of the TTV After Show, which haven't been updated in a while, but there's still some... There's still some good stuff there that you probably haven't seen yet if you haven't paid for early access.
From like a year ago.
Yeah, but it's still content no one's seen.
Don't worry, we're on the case.
It's still kind of outdated.
We got a plan.
Hey, I'm not... we're not promising anything, but things might be happening soon. No updates in regards to the after show, so yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, once Viper learns how to edit.
I'm working on it, okay? I'm trying
to beat around the bush, but like she's already doing it.
You beat around the bush and I threw her under the bus.
Nice.
So
we got stuff coming.
Anyway. Check out Vessel. It helps us out quite a lot. Helps us keep making videos just like this one, and helps us entertain everybody and do really fun things like Brick Fair, which we're all going to this year.
Not all of us. Not yet.
But yeah, not all of us. Not to come around Purple, but
I said it on Twitter, but that's not the most well-known. Basically, yeah, I can't go. Mm. I cannot afford it.
It's a very sad situation, but at
my
the same
car
time,
bit the dust, so I had to get a new car. That's where all my money went.
I suppose that does make sense for prioritizing things. So can't really. Oh, yeah, you made the right choice, but like still, it's
unless
it's a
somebody
shame.
Can pay for my ticket, my travel, my hotel, everything, and the week of wages I'll be missing, then I can go. But otherwise, no.
Yeah. And meanwhile, channeling the inner LJ, Purple's just a Bobby, so she can't go.
Yeah.
But we still have me, Meso, and Vin and LJ confirmed to be going, and Kahi. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of TTV there.
Who cares
going.
About Kahi, though?
Yeah, right.
That's mean.
Ooh.
Guys, Kahi's been screwed up lately, but that's okay. We don't have to throw the shade in the
place. Kahi Bash-a-thon. Let's go. Roast Mark 2.
Well, honestly, as I'm lying half dead in the road after being run over by a bus, I'd be fine if Kai joined me.
Wow. Oh, I forgot I threw you under the bus.
Yeah, good call, really nice. Good
wow,
reference.
I really meant that much to you. You threw me under the bus, then you forgot.
Yeah.
You jerk.
Sorry.
Now, what was I doing?
No, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, definitely check out Vessel. That's vessel.com/ATTV channel. Watch our content, or don't, I guess, if you hate us, or you just don't feel like it, whatever.
Well, if they hate us and they don't want to watch our content, well, how are they listening to this?
You'd be surprised. There's a lot
Jinx.
Of people that hate us that still watch our videos for some reason.
People are just jerks.
I honestly don't understand why you would hate someone and then watch their content and then use that to complain, but people do it, so...
Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, we're getting money off your view.
I mean, it's really unhealthy to do that, too, so...
You would think if you didn't like something, you would just stop, you know, consuming that.
Have you lived in America today? Not what
I
got.
Good point. Good point. But yeah, so Vessel. Also, while you're at it, if you have any extra cash you want to spend to help us out,
here we go.
Get a shirt.
Yeah.
At the store.ttbpodcast.com. We have the shirt of, or the control shirt, which was made by Ben for the shirt of March this month. You guys in the community actually voted for the shirt to go up on the store, so it's really cool. We gave that opportunity to everybody, and the shirt's been selling pretty well. So, if you like the design, want some cool Bionicle memorabilia, head over to our store and pick up a shirt if you want.
Now, I'm going to do an exclusive live improv interview about the shirt of April Pole with the one, the only Purple Dragon. So Purple. You're not doing too good in the polls right now, but you can still make a comeback. The ratio The ratio is currently 80% to 19%, with 1% mysteriously missing, vanished in thin air.
What?
I don't know where the mystery 1% went.
Journey to 1%.
We are the somebody out there is going, I am the 1%.
Bionicle journey to 1%. That's too good. No,
that was really good, Viper. I'm proud of you.
I think you need to add one more face to that shirt. Your face, crying.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Oh, okay then.
Vess was trying to start a fight.
No. Wow. No, if we're being honest here, I do like the Knack and Jay shirt more. That is the one I voted for, and I would rather wear that.
Well, in all fairness, Many Faces of X is great. LJ, thanks. LJ's always like, should be the Many Faces of LJ. But like, no, X is cool. X is a cool guy.
Hey, man, I'm still willing to do that shirt, but you gotta pay me, you know?
Here's hoping it will win next month, but no complaints about Knack and Jay.
Yeah, and the company isn't willing to pay for an LJ shirt like that. Ugh. No one wants LJ's face. LJ is disgusting.
LJ. Yeah. Poor LJ, indeed.
All right. Have you guys talked to that guy recently? Man. He's all kinds of messed up.
LJ
well,
is quite
we spoke
up.
To him about movie theaters, and he annoyed me.
That was a funny episode.
Wait, I haven't watched this episode. What did he annoy
you
about?
It was another episode
of
LJ.
He's just so weird.
Yeah.
He's like...
It was basically like airport security, like, lessened a little bit.
He's
LJ
like,
and his weird mannerisms, like, movie theaters make no logical
sense. I have sensitivities
sense.
To movie projectors, okay?
He was like, movie theaters make no logical sense. You know, you sit in a dark room with a bunch of strangers and eat weird popcorn stuff.
I don't like strangers.
When he was talking about like being sensitive to how loud it was, I can understand that because I used to be really sensitive to really loud stuff. Like whenever I would go to the movies, I just have to cover my ears the whole time because it would like legitimately hurt. But I mean, nowadays it's not
used
like
to
that,
be.
But, well, sometimes
LJ is a freaking adult. He's calling you a Bobby.
So am I. Wait, I guess that doesn't help him, but.
My favorite quote though would be like people eating their weird popcorn stuff. And like I was like, oh come on.
Popcorn stuff.
Dude,
do you mean
popcorn flavoring is like the best thing ever?
Popcorn is disgusting.
I'm gonna be honest here. Popcorn doesn't make a lot of sense in a movie theater environment because I recently saw a horror film and one of my friends that I went with, like, there is this like really quiet, slow tension building scenes, and while I'm trying to get into it, I just hear
it's like, why would you have something so noisy?
Yeah, that's a really
theater.
Noisy food to be eating in a movie.
Well, it's like
really,
with
it's not a whole lot you can eat without making noise.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of like sweet packets too. It's like I hate it when you're like trying to squeeze your hand into the packet without making any noise, and it's like. And you're like,
I mean, to be fair, the packets of sweets, they're one of the.
That's
you know,
why
like
you gotta time it with the punches on screen.
Yeah,
they're
you're
one
trying
of the quietest
to,
things.
You're trying to grab a sweet from the bag and it makes a crinkling noise. You don't want to make any noise.
Purple. She's what? British. A sweet is just candy.
Yeah, candy.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Wow.
You haven't been here long enough to pick up on the mannerisms of Viper.
Nope. I used to speak British language, but
oh,
then I grew out of it.
Do you
dare.
Oh,
it's
no, I legitimately did. I legitimately did. But the thing is, when I was in second grade, I went to like this one private school in Egypt, and everyone spoke British English, so I just picked up on all the mannerisms. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, okay, you actually have a legitimate excuse then, unlike Kahi, who is just stupid.
Mid Banishy, man.
Banishy. Energy sword.
Viper, do you say sword?
No, I say sword.
Okay, so Kahi's sword. Just an idiot, gotcha.
It was the sword. The sword.
The sword.
Wait, Purple, have you ever said H then?
No, but my dad does.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah. Be careful of the banishy.
Yep.
You know, Zed always confused me.
I hate that. Hate Zed.
I can understand
it just doesn't
it.
Fit. It doesn't fit at all. It's like every other letter ends with like an E sound. I mean,
yeah.
Like the first letters are A, B, C.
Well, H
so
doesn't. J
L,
doesn't.
M.
Yeah, I understand that, but nothing... okay, I was exaggerating
Y
when I said every letter. My gosh, guys.
X doesn't, W doesn't.
Yeah, see, W is always stuck out for me, too.
You were picking
it's been...
at the wrong statement. You're just picking that one small, that one minor thing, and you're just rolling with it.
That's what we
Listen,
do here
well,
at TV.
Your Samantha. Argument is
Zed.
Dumb.
My argument is that Zed doesn't fit as much as Z does. Z fits with the establishment that the alphabet has made. Zed doesn't.
So are you saying that W fits well?
Not really, no, but W is stupid. We already have one U.
I mean, we used to have 27 letters until the ampersand got kicked out.
Rip ampersand. Had a good run.
What on earth is that? Jinx.
The ampersand? You don't know what an ampersand is?
No.
What's that?
We're not old like you.
Oh!
That was, what? That was a letter?
Yes. You know the alphabet song? W, X, Y, and Z? Well.
Oh!
And it, the song used to go and per se and. And then eventually that got removed as a letter, but those words kind of got smushed together, and that's why we call it an ampersand.
Huh.
It used to be W, X,
I
Y,
did
and
not
per
know
se,
that.
And.
Wow.
Z.
Takuma coming in with that knowledge.
I feel so young. I did not know that. Thank you, Takuma. I really wanted to feel young. I was starting to feel way too
old. I mean,
old.
This was before my time, too, I'm pretty sure.
Are you sure?
I did not know that. That's actually really cool.
That is interesting.
Yeah. We used to have 27 letters.
Fascinating.
Well, you learn something every day, audience.
Yeah.
It's going to be really weird when I say, it looks like that, and everyone's just list, like, looks like what? So somebody better
put
that
in the video.
Video.
Don't worry about it.
It looks like the and symbol.
I'll put it in the video. Don't worry about it.
By the way, audience, I guess if you haven't figured it out yet, Bionicle News is
where's the news?
Today.
Where is it?
Where's the Bionicle News discussion? We subscribe to you for Bionicle, not you.
Where's the
well,
trigger?
You're doing it wrong.
Where is he? Where's Ava?
He's on for you, anyway.
Calm your
beards.
Okay.
I'm
concerned.
Yeah, this is what it is. We're coming off like Journey to One. I mean, we knew this was going to happen. There's going to be a brief lull after Journey to One, like there usually is, after a big story info dump. But we're currently on track to get Graphic Novel 2, I believe, next month. So we have that to look forward to.
I've been waiting to do more book club, and we ran out of chapters to do,
Let's not talk about book club.
What's book club, you guys?
Book club was an unfortunate casualty of both the Toy Fair trip and the review blitz. And it's, I don't know if we're even going to pick it up. Like it takes so long to edit, it's like, it's a bit of a drag, at least right now.
But, yeah,
maybe in the near future.
And I still have the rest of the showcases I need to finish too.
Yeah, that's,
oh my gosh,
that's priority.
Bar.
We'll get to book club.
This is what happens when you give Bar everything to edit.
Well, I would be happy to edit stuff, but my computer's slow.
You haven't even learned it yet.
I have learned. I've tried making videos. The only reason I don't finish is because either when I save it, it's too choppy, or it like bricks my computer and I can't do anything.
Excuses.
Struck a nerve.
Yeah.
Good.
All right. This is a nerve.
Yeah. So, like, we have the graphic novel to look forward to, but as of current, we don't have much Bionicle stuff.
Yay.
I think the main footnote that I guess we could mention, it's not really going to merit a discussion, is that LDD actually got an update. And I'm not sure if we ever talked about it on air, how LDD was supposedly gone.
Meso.
What's up?
Before we talk about LDD, I just want to ask you something.
Sure.
Isn't there something we possibly could talk about that I think is going to be releasing by the time this is released?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's something we can mention in a bit.
So, a little bit of a teaser. By the time this comes out, it'll already be up for Vessel Early Access, if you are watching this right now on Vessel. By the time you watch this episode on YouTube, should be out for everyone to see publicly. Our interview with the Bionicle G2 author, Ryder Windham.
Woo!
That was a thing.
Man, that took so long to get up.
It's been in the developmental stages for quite a good while. We actually recorded it quite a good while. And that held up to do a bunch of issues, but it has been released. We had about an hour-long talk with Ryder Windham where we asked him a good bit of questions about the development of the G2 story and a lot of his personal experiences writing it. It was a very interesting thing, although a lot of it was kind of old info. It was interesting to get his perspective on it in more detail.
Yeah.
And there were a couple interesting nuggets in there that were new.
Including, it was a pretty good info.
I suppose we should mention this here. It's as good a place as any to do it. I asked him on air if he could assign names, because spoiler alert for Revenge of the Skull Spiders. I'm sorry if it hasn't read it by now. But, like, there are six new names. We get the names for the ancient protectors, like, before the current ones. Thousands of years ago, the protectors that laid Akimu to rest. We got their names in the book. Problem being, the way that info was conveyed, the names were not actually assigned to any one particular character. So that was a common issue in the community. People were like, we want to know, for the sake of information, which name belongs to which protector, which element.
Right.
Well, Ryder Windham, we asked him that on air, and he said he would have to check with his records and get back to us later. And afterwards, after we had done the interview, I had an email correspondence with him where we have hashed out once and for all which name belongs to what character. I guess I should say.
You should probably put up a screenshot of this email just so
definitely. There will be a screenshot in the...
Not that anyone's going to not believe us or anything, but it's good to have a reference.
Yeah, I was going
to
put one in the interview itself as well
as
in the podcast.
Oh, come on, we're always spreading misinformation.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
I hate misinformation.
It'll help sites like BSL1, fact check some things, so...
Definitely. And just so you guys know, the protector of jungle... protector of jungle is Agarak. The protector of ice is Utapo. Protector of water, Oa. Protector of earth, Epilim. Protector of stone, Kerato. And protector of fire, Mamuk. These are the names.
Yay!
Okay, then.
Very interesting names.
Mamuk.
Very interesting names indeed.
So are these the first protectors, or are they just the old ones that laid
I believe they just
rest?
So happened to be the ones that were alive at that time, yeah.
Okay.
Oa's name annoys me.
Yeah,
it's like
same.
So much shorter than all the other ones.
Same.
Like,
Oa. Again, it's like, get out of here.
It vaguely reminds me of Onua, too, so I'm gonna get, like, the protector of water and earth mixed up all the time.
Onua and Oa and Kivoda.
Hey, it's not as bad as Onua and Onewa.
That still bothers me to this day.
It still bothers me too. Yeah.
I still don't know how to pronounce them correctly. Like,
Onua.
I never learned how
to
do that.
Onua. That makes sense. The Turaga of stone, Onua. And it makes sense for the same reason that Lua makes sense. It's like that E-W-U sound effect. It's like Onua, Onua. It's just you didn't put as much emphasis on it. So, like, Onua, there's more stress on the U.
I'm gonna wait for LJ
to
freak out.
It's kind of like, which syllable is stressed, then it's like a short O sound versus a long O sound.
Exactly. But Bionicle's still really strange in the name. It's always been so.
Yeah, in fact, there's some very interesting information about the naming process of G2 characters in that interview with Ryder Windham.
Yep, so check it out.
So,
it's pretty great.
Definitely check that out. That should be out, so.
Yep. It was a wonderful opportunity. It was really great because, like, you really got the feeling from talking to Ryder Windham that a lot of people have been unsure from word go, and he mentioned this in the interview. It was very funny about, like, when you have a theme like Bionicle that for so many years had Greg Farshtey writing the books, and he was always, Greg was the go-to guy for the Bionicle story. The only person that ever came before him was Kathy Hapka. Except for that, it was always Greg. And when it was revealed Greg would not be writing these books, the community was skeptical. Even if you didn't like Greg all that much, Greg was the safe option. Greg had been known, Greg had been there for many years, and you could kind of put your faith in him. He got Bionicle. And then a new author is coming in to pick up the reins from him. And a lot of people were unsure how that would really go. And regardless of what you think of Ryder Windham's writing style in particular, I think it's clear if you go listen to that interview that he does understand Bionicle. And he does understand the line and why people like it, and he's taken a lot of strides to improve the quality of storytelling. A lot of the stuff that we enjoy about G2 and the books and the expanded storytelling can be directly credited to him. Without his intervention, we may not have gotten that.
Right.
So,
which is very
he has our thanks
interesting.
For that. But yeah, it really does raise a lot of questions about the upper management process. Like they actually expected him to be able to tell a story calling people protector of fire, said go Tahu, go away,
go full
stuff.
It's really odd. I have to wonder if that's just some kind of language barrier thing. Maybe protector of fire just sounds better in Danish or something.
It's possible. Paul. And then,
no, it's weird. Lego's really weird about some of the things they do. So, yeah. I don't know.
And we also learned in the interview, yeah, I'm like giving a lot of stuff away, but for the sake of discussion, this is something that should be mentioned in a podcast atmosphere. He is no longer, as of current, working on Bionicle-related media.
Yeah.
That reveal in the interview is actually very interesting, too.
It's going to be...
I don't want to spoil it, but yeah. When spoil that was found spoil. Out, that was quite entertaining.
Basically, the point we should take from this is that after what has already been announced to be coming out, what we already have release dates for, we're pretty much done with Bionicle books and graphic novels, to our knowledge, at least from the same guy.
Which goes in line with our previous theory last week that Bionicle will be ending after 2017.
All signs
we're probably only going to get one more wave.
Signs are not looking good. It would make sense. I will tell you that right now.
Yeah, it looks like we're approaching the end, everybody.
From literally everything we've been hearing, unless Journey to One is a smash success, I think we're probably going to hang it up again. Because, like, general word of mouth, and the sets are only selling okay. Books are gone. We have this general vibe like Bionicle just isn't doing all that well, especially compared to old Bionicle. This kind of puts it into perspective, and I'm not sure. I'm not like a sales guy. I don't work in a store or retailer. I don't know how this goes. But Golly sets only just like 2 weeks ago started showing up in Targets nationwide, because ever since Christmas, Target has only stocked like 4 Bionicle sets. I've mentioned this in the past. It was like Kopaka, Tahu, and Umarak. While Golly and the creatures have started to show up, it took 2 weeks, and Golly's nationwide are now on clearance for half off at Target.
Oh, man.
2 weeks! Bionicle sets were on clearance at Walmart after they came out, like, immediately. I'm not kidding you. Like, in January, you could get Umarak for, like, $15. Pohatu for $10. I got Pohatu for $10 off a clearance tab at Walmart, so I can verify this. Now, I don't know if that has anything to do with sales or if it just has to do with overstocking. Like, they cleared some inventory that they knew wasn't going to sell as well as other things. Doesn't necessarily mean Bionicle
doing
bad.
And I'm pretty confident that a lot of retailers don't really know the difference between, like, 2016 Tahu and 2015 Tahu.
Oh, definitely not.
Because I know a lot of the Toa, at least in my local retailer stores, had the same price tags as the 2015
same
Toa.
Here at
they
Walmart,
never changed
so
that.
So I'm thinking that's what it was.
Yeah. I think so. I think that might be going towards it as
but
well.
But even still, it's not a good sign. Not in the least.
Yeah.
We got, like, people going out left and right, like Merlin Mann, right as we started to get used to him as being, like, the lead guy for Bionicle. He's gone. Then just as soon as we get used to Ryder Windham writing the stories, he's gone.
He's gone.
And now we have the Journey to One team, which I wish they had a social media presence. They kind of do. They've been posting some cool stuff.
Kind of. I think Kahi, like, went on their Facebook page. I think it was, like, Voltak or something like that. Volta. Yeah, they've got some kind of presence, but not really. They're around, but they're not engaged with the community. They handle a lot of different projects.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely. So, like,
yeah.
May as well start saying our goodbyes, buddy.
Yeah, I don't think this is gonna last much longer.
It's time to board the Ninjago train.
Pretty much.
I know, right?
At least get a Ninjago theatrical movie to look forward to.
It means I'll just be going back to writing my book that I started writing because Bionicle ended the first
time. Fair enough.
Yeah, same.
Viper, you gotta get into Ninjago. The movie's coming out soon.
Oh, I'll see that.
You can be on Brickfeed then.
The next season of My Little Pony starts before too long, so I've got that. Bionicle ends, I'll be sad, but I won't be alone.
I'm like...
Let's see, the thing is, when Bionicle ended the first time, there was always a hope that it would come back.
Yeah.
Now we know.
It was always that, like, that strength that kind of bounded the community before, where we were all like, don't worry, we can bring it back, or I'm sure it'll come back eventually one day, maybe. If Bionicle ends a second time, it's not going to come back.
Not likely.
What do you know?
There's no way.
They may just be doing it to where, like, they may be, like, every 5 years or so, they'll bring back Bionicle for that initial boost of name recognition and reboot it again.
It might be like Transformers. The case,
they have different universes and different like iterations.
They'll use it as a cash cow every
pretty
five
much.
Years.
I still kind of want to use like I kind of want to see like, and I know this will never happen as long as Bionicle's a Lego product, but like media based story and not just toys.
Yeah.
See, kind of like what happened with Transformers and such.
Yeah.
Basically.
I was like, here's the thing about Bionicle's. The thought I've been having is like, no matter, like, Construction as a brand just is very niche, and it's never going to pull crazy sales. Not anymore. Not in this era. I think Lego knows that, which is why they started, like, putting all their eggs into the Star Wars basket. But that being said, I think they do want to have at least one original Construction IP going, and from their perspective, no matter how mediocre Bionicle sells, I cannot see another line selling better than Bionicle. Which already has that name recognition to it. So
I mean, it makes complete sense. Like you already mentioned, they're already planning on having Star Wars be the main line for Construction.
Yeah. So it's like
they're not even using their own ideas anymore.
A thought
so
that may give some hope. Like if Lego knows Construction is what it is, and it's probably not going to change. So I don't really see what they'd have to gain by canceling Bionicle to replace it with some other startup theme that will probably fail within like 2 years too. May as well just keep doing what they're doing. So
yeah, you could say Ninjago was a very lucky.
It was definitely kind of nothing they've done since has had as much pop as Ninjago.
Yeah, because we had Chima.
It's
we
really
had,
frustrating.
Yeah,
it's really frustrating because it feels like they could make this a success. They just
haven't.
Aren't. Yeah, they just haven't done it. I don't understand. Like it's like they've got a great theme here with great like design qualities, great like plot. Premise basically, but they haven't put enough effort into it to make it sell.
It's not a system theme. That's all it is. They don't care about investing
really,
all that
really
much
stupid.
Into Construction because it's an offshoot. And if you want to blame somebody for that, I would unfortunately probably say you can blame HF for that. I don't know sales figures. I don't know market feedback, but just an educated guess. Old Bionicle, even as it got into the later years where it did start to trail off and they didn't do movies anymore and they didn't do like physical game releases anymore and you could tell the budget was shrinking, it felt like they put more time into Old Bionicle as opposed to now. And the only thing that changed is two things. HF came and went and Ninjago came and went, which probably soaked up a lot of their budget. So,
yeah.
One of those two.
And it's like, and it doesn't even feel like it's the people necessarily like directly involved
it's
with
not,
Bionicle because it seems
management.
Like the team behind Bionicle actually care about it. But yeah, it's the higher management that just they're just not putting enough effort into it to make
everybody
it sell.
Everybody we've spoken to
it's
about kind of,
Bionicle, it's just really frustrating.
And everything we've heard from the Bionicle team on like Facebook and even like it's kind of a stupid thing to say, but even on the website itself with like those designer videos and even like some of the things you've just seen about the plot on the website, they get it. Everybody in the team understands why people like Bionicle, what makes it work, what makes it different from other Lego themes, but it feels like they're constrained. It feels like they can't do what they want to do.
Yeah.
They have to do everything
else.
Exactly. And that's how it's felt from the beginning.
Unfortunately.
It's like when you know, you have an idea in your head and you want to make it the best you could possibly can, but you don't have a whole team of people on your back. You have you. You don't have much of a budget, and so you have to work with what you got, and then you look back at the product and you're like, I wish it could be better, but you can't really perform better if you don't have the required resources for it.
Definitely.
Right.
And then someone comes along and says, no, put more villains in Spider-Man 3.
And then some...
put Green Goblin.
And then someone whispers
Spider-Man
in your ear, go fund me.
Go fund me.
I think I remember seeing on the Bionicle Reddit or something that someone posted, it might have been on our boards actually, someone posted like a Google search results for the word Bionicle and Hero Factory. In like the years of where those words were popular.
That.
And you can just see like giant spikes for G1. Up until 2010, where it started, or 2009, when it starts to dip a little bit, and then Hero Factory starts, and you can still see Hero Factory kind of spike a little bit past the Bionicle 09-010 era a little bit, a little higher in results, starts to kind of decline a little bit, but it's, I mean, it never really hits the Bionicle peak, but it's still relatively stable, and then G2 starts, and it is a massive drop.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even reach where Hero Factory was in search results.
This is true.
So,
this is a thing.
It's
that's bad.
That's very bad. That's incredibly bad. I forgot Shima was in here too.
With a fairly strong media push, it faltered later on, but like that would explain why it did spike initially. So it doesn't really make. Put it to you this way: search results alone, Google search results, Bionicle did not even hit HF's mid brain attack peak. Brain attack. You know what happened in brain attack to generate search results? Nothing, because they had one 22-minute TV show at the beginning of the year and nothing for the rest of the year. So, like, now that being said, can look at Bionicle, and Bionicle does not appear to be dropping. That is one positive. From the limited amount of search data we can see,
that is true.
It peaked, and then it's remained fairly consistent. It dips and goes back up periodically when there would be new stuff to talk about.
Yeah, can I admit something?
You can. What? You can share your deepest secrets.
I really miss how complex G1 was.
Wow, I expected something a little bit more revolutionary than that. No, duh.
Well, no, it's just like, even to the point where it was like super confusing, you're like, Greg, what's happening? And he's like, I don't know.
I don't think Greg ever said that. I think Greg always had an answer.
Greg, what's happening?
Well, he's like,
I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean? He's just like, I'm afraid I can't answer that. Or he's like, I needed to check the SO1 because he's just so out of control. Don't know.
Wow.
But I mean, it's sad because G2 will never get the opportunity to do that, it seems.
I mean, a lot of people would say it never needs the opportunity to do that because I know a lot of people did not like the added complexity. So,
it's a preferential thing.
Yeah.
I think reducing the complexity down has been a good idea. They just haven't promoted it enough. They haven't done enough to make this pop. I don't know what they're doing.
They won't give it a chance.
Just give me another chance.
I kind of like the complexity of G1, but I also never read the books or had any idea what was going on. So it was just the concept that, oh, Bionicle is really complex. That's pretty cool.
I kind of like the complexity of it, too. Like, I followed all the plot way back when, and I was super into it. But if you had to ask me, was it good for the theme and the community, I'd say probably not.
Mm. After they stopped making movies, I couldn't follow the story at all. I got
Greg
really annoyed.
Greg Farshney is a absolutely great person, and he doing that service to the community for so many years, answering all their questions and putting up with all their stupidity. He has incredible amounts of patience.
Yeah,
and everyone should always be grateful to him for that. But like, I do think his presence on online social media did contribute a lot to that unhealthy fascination. Yeah. With Bionicle, because the world was so complex and you basically had the answers at your fingertips.
He was able to basically say whatever he wanted whenever and make anything canon whenever, too.
It gave him a little too much power for one person to have control over that huge world. It also gave the community a little too much power, and it made them feel a little too involved, and I think that's part of the reason why it got so complex. It's the community's fault. I also
think a lot of fan fiction-y things ended up being canon.
And I also think that's what contributed a lot to the reaction when it ended, too.
Let's ask a bunch of close-ended questions.
Just recently, there was like, we must go back and assign elements, I think this is what happened, I could be wrong, to the people, what were they,
The Toa
Mangai! Yes, we must go back and assign elements to the Toa Mangai.
And we must name their weapons.
Do any of you even know who those people are? Who are the Toa Mangai? You do?
The Mangai are the... Really.
Toa Lakans.
Yeah, the Toa Lakans. There's like two Toa of Ice. And they take down a dragon. A dragon!
Do you think it benefits the plot in any way to know the names of their weapons?
Totally. No. It is a plot-pivoting...
What? The names of their weapons?
Yeah, you didn't know this?
I didn't want to know this.
they wanted to name the weapons.
I don't even freaking know Tahu's weapons names.
Well, pretty sure it's just fire one. Sword.
Yeah.
No, it's like magma blades or something.
Yeah, I thought you meant like actual names like Debbie, the magma sword or something.
No. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it wasn't just figuring out what weapon it was. I'm pretty sure it was the name of the weapon.
Yeah.
Like Excalibur.
Yeah.
Unbelievably stupid.
Yeah. It's just pointless.
Now, I'm being a little harsh. admittedly, this was a recent development, and it's when people are, those few people that are, like, really just clinging on to G1, this is the only way they know how to do it, is to flesh out the world as much as possible.
That's not fleshing out the world!
But yes, no, that is what you get into. It's not, what they're doing is not useful.
Right, and that kind of stuff definitely hurt the line. And it's like, I think it was definitely necessary to reboot the series, if they were going to bring it back like they did, and I think it was necessary to cut out. Speaking of cut out, my mic is cutting out.
I was gonna say.
I think it was definitely necessary to cut out a lot of the unnecessary details and, you know, make it a little bit more simpler. With that said, perhaps they didn't need to neuter Bionicle as much as they did, you know?
Yes.
It's like, it does feel too simple sometimes, and it does feel like they've, I don't know, they've kind of given the Bionicle franchise a lobotomy or something.
Yeah.
And it's just a shell of what it could be. Like,
so even I can follow the story.
A lot of people say, like, Bionicle was too complex, and it totally was, but, like, when you really think about it, it was, like, the age-old debate. It's, like, what made it too complex? I don't think it was the fact that we had, for example, words like Kanohi to describe masks. I think it was that the masks had powers that weren't their elements. I don't think it was all this stuff that they took away in G2. I think it was the storytelling and the over-reliance on answering every question.
Yeah.
That's what I would agree with. They could have gotten rid of that and not changed a thing, and I think it would be much easier for kids to follow. But that's just me, I guess. I really did not agree.
I don't know. It's hard to say, and unfortunately, we don't really get the answers. We don't have our Greg first.
And we never will, because it'll be gone next year.
As quickly as it came, it went.
It could still be around. It's not time to, like,
it's not gone yet.
Yeah, it could still get extended, because, like, we don't know. Everybody panicked. Ninjago got canceled, and then we had to wait like a year, and then it came back out of nowhere. So
that panic was so annoying.
Purple, I got a question, because you were around in the Ninjago community. That was a weird time, especially for someone not involved. What was it like on your end?
It was weird, because, like, once the last episode of season 2 aired, everyone was like, oh no, Ninjago's done, rip, and etc. And then Chima came along, and everyone flipped out so badly. They were all like, oh, Chima's coming to replace Ninjago, ew, the show sucks, blah blah blah. Like, they wouldn't even give it a chance. And it was like, because, like, apparently someone
like Hero Factory.
So, like, apparently someone at LEGO had said that, like, Chima was going to replace Ninjago,
which was the case.
Kind of, yeah, but then Ninjago came back, and the guy who, like, had said that was actually wrong or something like that, because, like,
well,
really,
blech, and I forgot what I was saying, but then season 3 happened, rebooted.
From what I believed, I thought it was that Chima was meant to replace Ninjago. The only reason Ninjago was brought back was because of fan outcry.
That is the correct thing. We learned that a little bit ago, yeah. This was not a recent development, but like a year ago this was revealed. They did design Chima as a replacement to Ninjago. Like most action themes, Ninjago was only supposed to run for 3 years, 3 waves. However, when that happened and they canceled Ninjago, the fan outcry was so extreme. And they got so many calls from parents, not just kids complaining on the internet, like what happened with Bionicle, I guess. But, like, they got a bunch of actual legitimate calls from people that actually purchased their products, and it was unprecedented. So they brought it back. And that's why it took them, like, a wave in order to make Rebooted. It's because they were not actually planning to make Rebooted.
So Ninjago Reboot was actually a reboot?
Yes.
Yes.
For all intents and purposes.
I did not know this.
Yes.
It didn't reboot the canon, but
yeah, it didn't obviously reboot the story, not. But
it was a reboot of the line itself.
You don't reinitialize your computer every time you put it up either,
right? Yeah, so it was just a reboot of the line.
It was very confusing.
Yeah, that explains.
I hated the reboot season.
Yeah, the plot of Rebooted was very all over the place. Like the first like one or two episodes were like, "Whoa, this is really intense." Shut up. The first one or two episodes were like really intense.
Really intense episode intense.
Whatever, they were really intense.
Way to drop the ball.
It's not like I was carrying it in the first place. But yeah.
Point completely lost.
whatever. That season didn't have the most solid plot line. It was very hard to follow, and if you didn't, like, read people's theories as to how things make sense, you probably wouldn't understand the season as well as you could. But then again,
I had, like, no problem understanding anything. I just thought it was stupid.
Well, yeah, it was stupid, but, like, why things were stupid?
It was just stupid because it's, like, Ninjago, and then we've got this random sci-fi, cyberpunk, high-tech science fiction year.
Right, she's not saying figuring things out as though it was confusing, just that there are events that don't really make sense in the context of the characters or, you know, the story that they had presented
the
before.
The only thing in Rebooted that I took issue with was the existence of the Digiverse and how the Overlords somehow got in there. But, like, Ninjago rebuilding after the city got destroyed and implementing, like, tech and whatever, that made sense to me.
Yeah, that kind of made sense,
except
but
they jumped, like, 4 centuries.
It went to such an extreme as far as technology goes. Like, before it was, like, supposedly ancient times, but, like, with skeletons, with vehicles, and now all of a sudden it's, like, super sci-fi. It's, like...
And then when they dropped it, they didn't even go for happy medium. It was just like, oh no, we don't like the future.
Yeah, season 4 was like almost...
Let's stick as Amish hermits.
Yeah, season 4 there was like almost no technology. It was all like based on the elements and stuff, which I liked. I really liked season 4. I think it's like my favorite season. But it was just so extreme. Like each season exists in like its own bubble, and they don't really connect to each other very well unless it's like they're clarifying one random thing that was mentioned in like the last season. But other than that, they're just so independent of each other. And I kind of miss how like seasons 1 and 2 were like connected. Like season 2 like immediately went off from season 1, and like you could easily see that, but nowadays it's just not like that.
We should have Brick Feed episode 2 this week, guys. Talk about this. There's a lot to talk about with Ninjago. We have years worth of story material.
Episode 2? What about episode 1?
It'll come out. My mistake was like listening to Kai.
Here it comes.
Who was like, okay, the funny story, audience. Well, actually. Nah, never mind.
Kai's useless. We'll leave it at that.
I just realized like people don't even know what Brick Feed like is.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Wow. Like, oh, what
that
about
prefix
one?
On some of your videos that teaser. Don't have to do with Bionicle?
Teaser, we got something coming. Okay.
So, I mean, we do have the Brickfeed channel up on Destiny.
Yeah, we do.
It's all it has is Soy Fair.
Yeah, we got stuff coming. But spoiler alert, like, don't rely on Kai for anything. I'll disappoint you.
You sound like you went through a bad breakup.
And I like how he says spoiler alert, because someone's going to be like, oh, I don't want to hear this bad thing about Kahi, and then later they'll find out, Kahi, why are you so worthless? Why did nobody warn me?
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much what it is. Everything he's had to work on over the years just crumpled to dust.
Hey, On Air is still coming out, guys. Come on, we can...
I want On Air to come out.
On Air would be such a great
show. Me too. I really liked On Air.
We had so many ideas for that too.
The only way that's going to come out is if someone else does it, not Kahi.
Yeah.
Hey, Bar, you should do it. In addition to
I do
all the other
else.
Things to do.
But, like, the thing with that is that that's like taking someone's like child away, and then like,
oh no, it's don't. Well, screw that. Okay, Kahi yes, lost. But Viper, when the child is being abused or neglected.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
Kahi is the most neglectful parent
Kahi
ever.
Dropped it into like a trash can and just left it there.
Yeah. Oh my
God.
He deserves his child taken away.
Gosh.
I got weeks worth of work where I'm not doing anything, guys. I'm working On Air 4 weeks later. No problem. Progress. Sorry, guys.
Literally not a single
Why
thing.
Why too many movies, too many TV shows?
Not even like a minute long animation.
I was too busy telling people to go kill themselves.
I was too busy making some stupid Minecraft fight that wasn't even good and posting it on the boards instead of working on it.
Oh,
that was
actually kind of TDB neat, talks about but... roasting.
Yeah, okay. Kai Bashathon is over. So what were we talking about?
Ninjago.
You know, I like how during the actual like live stream bashing, it was always like, man, we try to be mean, but it always comes out nice. That did not happen
here. It comes out naturally when we're not trying.
That did not happen here.
When we're not trying.
Oh, yeah, speaking of the live stream, I never got to defend myself about that stuff.
You're right.
Yeah,
nor will you.
Yeah. Yeah, and honestly, I can't actually remember what you guys said.
GG.
So
it's good because no one can remember anything about you either.
Wow. You remember
what is happening to this episode?
We're gonna have a casting call now because we just need one more girl because, you know, Viper can't do it all herself. There's gotta be someone out there.
Yes, because being a girl is a job. I get up in the morning, I put my girl suit on. And I'm like, it's time to go.
That was really funny.
I put my girl suit on.
Wow.
That was really funny.
Okay, I guess one thing I should, before the episode ends, I want to give a shout out to our fans. Because people have been uploading Journey to One episodes to YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
And our fans have been on the ball. They've been, like, flagging them and taking them down.
Yeah, people on the boards have been taking down illegal uploads of Journey to One. That's really cool.
Yeah, you guys are the real MVP. Because, like...
That's
you're the real MVP here.
You know, it just... I know people, like, their first inclination is, like, I want to watch it easily or whatever, but you have to support Bionicle.
Yeah, like, we understand, trust me, we used to have Hero Factory episodes uploaded to our channel.
Oh, yes, we are not innocents here, but...
Yeah, we get
much
it.
Much like the leaks, but you have to, at some point, just realize that there's greater things at work here than just you. And you gotta...
Yeah.
If you watch the Journey to One episodes not on Netflix, you've lost your right to complain when the show gets canceled and when the theme gets canceled. Just like if you didn't buy the sets in the later years of G1, you were a contributing factor to the reason why that got canceled. I'm sure.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah, he's like, that's...
I totally did not buy any of those sets.
Yeah, did you ever buy a single Gatorian?
I bought Matanui and Ekkar.
Okay, cool.
But that was
good
it.
Choices.
I got whatever the tan one
Vorox.
Was.
Vorox? Yeah, he's cool.
I bought nothing from 09. Not a single
except
thing.
Except Modern Man, Ekkar.
I meant to say the first wave. The
first wave had good stuff, man. It was like Skrull and Strack and Gresh and...
Which season was Malum in?
Malum?
Sorry. Malum.
That was for that winter
wave.
Yeah,
winter wave.
Yeah, I got Malum.
Malum
was
cool. She was short, but he was cool.
Yeah. I didn't even get him.
Short people are...
Yeah, the only, like, set I got from, like, later Bionicle was the Titan Matanui set. It's, like, the only Bionicle set I still have that's still, like, put together and not, like, completely wrapped.
I'm very
and put
torn
in
on that set because, on the one hand, when pictures came out, I wasn't impressed and I didn't want it. But at the same time, I kind of now regret not getting it because it was, like, the last... true Bionicle set, the last like big one, and if you try to buy it online today, it's like the prices are so high.
Yeah, my only regret is I don't have it now to sell it.
Yeah, make all that back.
Do you want mine?
Sure, I'll take it.
Well, no, not you, Meso.
Sure.
You already got one.
How much?
I got one, but I don't have it anymore.
How much you want to sell it for?
How much you willing to pay?
We'll negotiate later. I don't know. Yeah.
You should wrap up
fans,
podcast right at 54.
You guys rock. We have 6 minutes. We can kill 6 minutes.
No, we can't. Let's wrap up.
Let's kill 6 minutes.
I've
got this knife.
We've killed an hour, guys. We don't need to do
but
this.
But I'm having fun.
No, we've only killed 54 minutes, and part
I've
of that was
had
technical
I
difficulties.
I want to talk to you guys, my friends.
Oh, wait, yeah, you're right. There was a bit of technical difficulty.
Podcast,
there, huh?
Go kill yourself.
Wow. Nice Kahi reference. I like it. I'm really tired all of a sudden.
I like that attitude.
Daylight savings, you know. This whole week has been
okay,
like,
yeah. The daylight savings needs to screw off.
Yeah.
Can we never do that again? This has screwed
there
my
was
sleeping
one
so much.
Year or it got skipped.
Oh, really?
Can we do that for like
every year? Can we relive that year for the rest of the day?
I think it was. Was it during Nixon? And I think it wasn't that they didn't do it that year, but they didn't stop it next year and just let it run through because that was during the energy crisis. I actually just learned about this last night.
Wow.
And so what happened was they says, okay, we have an energy crisis, so we're not going to stop daylights this year. We're just going to run it, let it run into next year. You know, we're not going to fall back. Mm. But, okay, that meant that they get the extra hour of working light at the end of the day, because, you know, energy crisis, but that meant that everybody's kids were going to school in the morning while it was still dark out. So there was a lot of protests for that, so it was only the 1 year they skipped it.
Interesting.
I don't care if I'm going when it's dark out, just let me sleep. This
I know, right?
Destroyed me all week.
Yeah, my sleeping schedule has been completely wrecked. Like, I cannot fall asleep until like 2 a.m, which is weird.
My sleeping schedule's been wrecked for years.
I can fall asleep instantly, but then I wake up in the middle of the night and can't go back.
I do
to sleep.
Too. I've only got like 4 hours of sleep last night because I just couldn't.
Oh my gosh,
not
you're
sleep.
Like twinsies.
Wow.
We're twinsies.
Wow.
All right.
I long for the days of our youth where, like, you were just kids who had nothing to do, staying up all night till, like, 8 a.m. playing on Minecraft servers.
I know, right?
I still do that.
I wish I could still do that.
I wish I did that.
I remember
to
we did
with.
That all the time. Like, there was rarely a night where we did not stay up till daylight. That was,
yeah.
That was fun.
We used to do that every night, doing absolutely nothing responsible, just sitting up playing video
like
games.
Like Halo
or
faction-based Minecraft servers.
I miss being a kid, not having to worry about my job or, like, where I'm going to live.
Or your car breaking down on you.
Or, yeah, or your car breaking down. I need to get my car fixed,
Enjoy
actually.
It, audience, while you still can.
I ditched mine and got
live
a new
it
one.
Up.
My brakes are starting to make some very loud, scary noises.
Oh, no. Oh, well, when's the last time you had the brake pads replaced?
The what?
You're probably grinding your brakes, which means those will have to you have to replace the things, which is going to cost a lot more than just replacing the brake pads would have. I know this because of personal experience.
Gotta get it fixed.
Yeah, if your brakes are grinding when you stop, you're probably wrecking them.
You gotta get it.
Not just the, and it's not just the pad.
You gotta get
away.
It patched up before Brick Fair. Bar.
Unless you want to be going
you.
To Brick Fair going.
Are you gonna drive to Brick Fair?
That's one way to make an intro.
Yeah.
Me? I'm okay. Driving.
And yeah, kiss, yeah.
Thought that was established.
It was,
before.
I'm sure. I just forget.
Going by kayak.
Just forgetful. Alright.
I'm walking.
Hot air balloon. Here. We'll be going near enough to DC. Won't even have to go anywhere
this
for hot
true.
Air.
So all I've gotten out of this episode is that my sleep is wrecked and I hate my life.
Pretty much, yeah.
What else is new?
I hate your life too, Var.
Yeah, I hate that you hate that my. I don't know. I want to go to bed.
Take your time, Var.
Var just hates stuff.
I can't even
stuff.
Go to bed. I have work after this.
Oh, yeah, you do, huh?
I'm yeah. working right now. I am getting paid for this, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, good.
You'll get paid 1 cent.
You?
Yay.
Oh, come on. At least 50 cent.
It probably made, like, 1 cent,
yeah.
to be honest.
Yeah. It's too late now because you've already been on it. So.
But... Okay.
You should have got it in writing.
These
first.
Are the questions you should ask before you go on.
All right. Well, I'm.
Okay. All right. Well,
I'm just still waiting.
We are our
I'm
own worst
you,
enemies,
okay?
Purple.
What?
We're our own worst enemies.
You don't need to tell me twice, even though you
we're our own
did.
Worst enemies.
Now that was three times.
Okay, I didn't tell you twice. Then I told you thrice.
Oh my god!
Quit complaining.
Whatever.
Gosh, nothing's ever good enough for you, is it?
Oh, that's that
I'm
is
very
definitely
picky.
True.
I spent like who knows how many hours writing that story for you, and your comment took probably all of 30 seconds.
Yeah, well, at least
I
commented.
I gave you all kinds of stuff when I got the hour. You know, I'm not gonna.
At least I drew you a picture. I didn't even have to do that. I made you a speed paint video with aviator music.
I didn't have to write the story for you.
But you did, so thank you, and I appreciate it because it was really cool.
Then show your appreciation.
I'm showing it right now. Thank
I'll
you.
Show you some appreciation.
Okay,
then do
let's
it.
Let's go ahead and end this episode.
Just do it.
Of TTV podcast. So thank you all very much for listening. It's been a fun ride, if a bit, you know, grim at times. Talking about Bionicle's fate. Don't get too dejected. It's not canceled yet. Just go buy the sets and watch the show while you still can.
We release this episode and Lego admit that Bionicle is ending.
That'd be very sad. Check us out on Vessel at vessel.com/the TTV channel for 1 week early access to all of our content. Go watch the Ryder Windham interview and buy a shirt at store.ttvpodcast.com.
Yeah, buy a shirt so I can get paid even though it's not my design.
Wow.
It's not even yours.
Yeah. It's
vote for my design.
Wow.
Please. Maybe next month.
Maybe next month. Yeah, it's...
Leave her in the
it's
dust.
It's been real. And we'll see you all next week for the next great episode of the TTV Podcast. I'm Mesa.
I'm Var.
I'm Viper.
I'm Takuma Nova.
I'm Purple Dragon.
And I am so tired.
Farewell, everybody.
I'm tired. I'm purple.